caliente.
Muy caliente.
It's going to be a hot summer, and we got to find out all about it, hot and dry. And that's not what we say about Tom Skilling. You're not hot and dry.
You're hot, Tom, but not dry.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. I don't know about the dry part of it, although we are that way in parts of the area right now. It'll be interesting to see how the precip works out. It's always the most difficult call in a seasonal forecast. But you're right about the prospects for a warm summer. That could very well be the way we're heading.
Can I ask, Tom, every once in a while you'll see, like, the Farmer's Almanac, and they'll predict the weather kind of a year out. Is that even realistic? Can you predict the weather a year away?
You know what? We have models we're running now that marry the atmosphere with the ocean. They're called coupled models for that reason. And these things give us a read on general trends out to a year ahead. And, you know, we can't get down to specifics of individual storm systems or anything like that. But what they do is they run this model over and over again with updated data, and then they average. They do an ensemble forecast where they average a collection of forecasts. And, you know, there's been some skill in the trends that are indicated. For instance, these models had indicated an above-normal spring, and we'll finish the spring of 2016 meteorological spring tonight at midnight, and this spring has wound up being about 1.7 degrees above normal and 2 degrees warmer than last spring, interestingly enough. And that may surprise a lot of folks, but the fact is, except for a cool April, and we had some cool weeks in May, a little over half the days have been above normal this spring, and we've finished on quite a note here with this Memorial Day weekend and the warm spell that we're still involved in right now.
What a beautiful weekend weather-wise, and today is just gorgeous.
Isn't it the truth? Wendy, if we had been able to program it, could we have done any better?
No.
You know, this has been amazing. We've had 8 consecutive days. Today will make the 9th in the city of 80-degree or warmer temperatures, and we'll have a little lake breeze that'll cool the shoreline areas. But when you stand back and look at the whole area, the area that's being cooled by the lake is very localized at this time of the year. It only reaches a couple miles inland. Late in the day, sometimes you get a lake breeze that goes a little farther inland, but we, by that time, have established warmth over most of the area. So it was a beautiful Memorial Day weekend, no question.
And no humidity. That's, you know, when it's hot out, you're saying 9 days in a row of 80 degrees and above. It didn't feel like 80 because you weren't, like, just drenched in sweat because of the humidity.
You're right. You know, we measure dew point. That's our favorite atmospheric moisture measurement index. And when it gets above 70, it feels like you're down on the Gulf Coast or in the tropics. We had dew points in the 50s yesterday, upper 50s. So that's moderately humid, and some areas had mid-60s. You know, as you get out in the crop-producing areas, the crop isn't far enough along yet to be transpiring a lot of moisture into the air. That'll happen as we get farther on. It's amazing the amount of moisture corn and soybeans, you know, just the plants that cover many states, put in the atmosphere. We often have the most humid air anywhere in the United States, even more humid than along the Gulf Coast in the height of the growing season, because we have plants transpiring or adding moisture to the air. But we're not there yet. And you're right, Wendy, it was very comfortable. It really was.
Tom, I've been watching you for years and years. Wendy's been watching you for years and years. We know that you don't get very political, but I have to ask you, what do you say to people who deny the climate change? All the evidence is there, so how can you get that point across to people who don't believe that there's climate change?
Well, first of all, Bill, it's not a political issue. It's been made bad in some quarters, but it isn't. And obviously our politicians will have to get involved in policy, and I think that's what scares a lot of folks. But the fact is, scientifically, the consensus is about as widespread as you could have on any scientific issue. Every major scientific organization in the world confirms the fact that we are warming, and we see evidence of it all the time. In the last week, we've set the highest temperature ever recorded in India. They had thousands that died in heat last year. Sea level is rising. It's up 6 to 8 inches. We've lost 9.9 trillion tons of Arctic ice, and this is ongoing in Greenland, Alaska, northern Scandinavia, and Antarctica. The deniers will say, oh, sea ice has been at record levels. That's sea ice, not the land-based ice. And that's actually a product of the warming that's going on, because what's happening is the land-based ice in Antarctica that holds most of the water, and that's true in Greenland and Alaska as well, it's melting. Melting as fast as it is almost anywhere, and it's put fresh water, which is low density and sits on the top of the high density ocean water that stays warm. And so the warm water is kind of pushed below the surface and is melting the glaciers in Greenland and also in Antarctica from below. And the top layer, because it's less salty, freezes in the cold season, and there appears to be an increase in sea ice. But the fact is that's seasonal, and it adds very little to sea level change. The land-based ice, on the other hand, is melting. And in just the last year, NASA scientists have found that the ice sheet in western Antarctica is decoupled now from the land on which it sits, which means there's nothing securing it there, and it will collapse in its entirety over the next 100 or 200 years, if not sooner. It all seems to be happening faster than any of the models or anybody had predicted. So there's a lot of effort being paid right now on looking at that. And what goes on in the Arctic affects what goes on here. And people don't realize that. But it's happening. We burned a record acreage up in Canada. We burned 10 million acres in wildfires this year. We've had flooding in Texas. This is an earmark of climate change. Even these record snows in the winter in the Northeast are examples of climate change.
It drives me nuts when people, you know, when it snows and they're like, oh, go shovel the global warming. That's not what it means. There's still seasons and snow.
Cindy, these folks need a good course on the difference between climate and weather. We have a senator who throws snowballs on the Senate floor every time it snows in Washington. Apparently, he's convinced by the fact it snows. And by the way, nobody in the scientific community said it can't snow in a globally warmed environment. It does in places. It just snows less frequently and in less geography, less terrain. But the fact is, you know, the snow cut, all the thick ice, the multi-year ice up in the northern Arctic has melted. We have stuff now that is more seasonal, and it freezes up in winter and melts more quickly in summer. And we've melted snowpack up in the Arctic, which is why the, do you know the North Pole was 19 degrees above normal this winter? I mean, that's amazing. If we were 19 degrees above normal in Chicago,
yeah,
think the world had gone crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's the 1-2 punch here, Tom, is that it's catastrophic that all these changes are taking place, but it's also so baffling that it's become such a political issue, and so many people are looking at the data and just going, ah, despite that, I'm going to go with this instead.
Yeah. Maybe it has to do with the fact that, you know, Al Gore, God love him, was one of the spokespeople, and so this made it look political.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact is, this is happening, and we as operational forecasters see evidence of it in these weird jet stream patterns we get. And I was speaking out at Benedictine University just a couple weeks ago with James Hansen, who's the NASA scientist, or was for a long time. He's now at Columbia University, who talks of climate change. And he says what's happening is, he said, the freshwater off Greenland is cooling the North Atlantic even as the planet warms. And he thinks the temperature variations that this will give rise to will lead to a breed of storm, the likes of which we've not seen before, because we're increasing this thermal variation between the part of the atmosphere that's warming because we're adding CO2. And by the way, our CO2 levels in this atmosphere are like nothing we've seen for 25 million years.
Jeez.
And the last time it happened, sea level was almost 30 feet higher than it is today, which means the atmosphere is not yet totally compensated for all the CO2 that's been thrown into it. A lot of the heat is going into the oceans, and this is leading to the coral dying. Look at the sea lions and the come ashore out in the west. This is happening because their food supply is changing, and they're being poisoned in some cases by bacteria that are proliferating in the warmer ocean waters out there. Also, our oceans are turning more acidic as they absorb this incredible amount of CO2 that we put into the atmosphere, and this will eventually kill phytoplankton that is the first, part of the food chain. So, you know, there's just all kinds of things going on right now that are linked to it.
That's the end of the world, isn't it, Tom?
You know what? if we do some good stuff, Wendy, you know, and if we're kind of smart about it, and, you know, there are ways we can. There's a lot of stuff in the pipeline that has yet to be realized, and it's not going away. But it's not the end of the world yet, anyway, so.
All right.
We've got some time to do some things about this.
Now, last summer, I think we were ripped off. It was we had joined a village pool, and we went, I think, once or twice. We didn't join this year, and now I think we're going to regret it. We're going to have a nice, warm summer, but not necessarily dry.
I think that's true. Although I've been talking to my friend Jim, John Hazard, who farms down in Wilmington, down in Will County. He was saying down there they actually could use some water, and that's confirmed by the rainfall analyses. Much of the Midwest from Illinois eastward is running drier than average. We in northeast Illinois here, the Chicago area, are running above average on rainfall so far, and Iowa has been wet, and the plains have been drenched, as has the area all the way down to Texas. Now, those areas, because of wet soil, may have a cooler than average summer. But all the models we look at and the indications we're seeing, my friends at the Weather Service have done an interesting analysis of what kind of summers we've had when we go from a strong El Nino to a strong La Nina, which we seem to be in the process of doing right now. And they found that they tend to be hot. So one would think that we have a warm summer coming. And if that's true, I'd get that. That swimming pool
I think it's too late now.
Membership renewed, to tell you the truth, Wendy.
I'm just going to do a slip and slide in the backyard.
Do a slip
year.
And slide. I have a Mr. Turtle pool, and Tom, that's, you can't beat that for fun. It's impossible.
Hey, can I stop over?
Yeah, whenever you want.
I'll slip and
open
slide
invite.
Together, you know?
Open invite. Tom, by the way, on a personal note, you look fantastic, and I saw the Channel 9 report about you eating healthy and working out and losing weight, and it's working for you. You're doing great.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'll tell you, yeah, I was kind of not real pleased where I was going, so I called in some help because I'm so stupid. I go into these gyms. I don't know how to work all this equipment,
yeah.
You know. I don't know what the settings are that are right. So I'm working with a trainer that, interestingly, my roommate found, and he had been working with him. So we're doing that. We're getting some really good dietary advice from a gal who, Pat Butkus, who does wonderful work with vegetables and all the rest. So I'm trying, Bill. I'm hanging in there. You know,
you're doing great.
How I do, but so far so good. And thank you. I appreciate it.
Can you say, are you okay to say how many pounds you're down, or is that not a fair question? Would you rather wait?
No, that's perfectly all right. I mean, you know.
How many pounds down?
You put the ugly body on TV, people can see.
Stop it.
No, come on.
Knows what's going on, but I'm down 24 pounds.
How about that?
For
that's
you.
Fantastic.
That's in about 7 weeks. So, it, you know, it's going off in a nice clip, and I do these torture sessions that they call exercise routines. You know, I always say to my trainer, where in the heck was this device developed? In what torture chamber did this come from?
Well, since you're eating healthy, and I know this is not really, maybe it's a weather-related question, what's going on with the lettuce out there? All the lettuce you go to purchase now is brown and gross and really expensive. What's,
really?
Yeah.
Now, that's interesting, Wendy. Now, I've been doing all right. Maybe it's where I'm shopping. I don't know.
Wendy goes to it's a used vegetable store,
no,
which you shouldn't go to.
It's just sometimes, you know, you have, like last year was bad for farmers. I was wondering where your lettuce comes from and why it's not looking good. It's not crisp. It's brown.
Hmm.
Oh, Wendy, maybe, you know, this frozen stuff from last year doesn't work very well. You know, when you freeze it, it kind of looks mushy, or unfreeze it.
Nope.
So maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. No, that's an interesting observation. The farmers' markets will be opening imminently, and now I'm going to keep my eye on that. I hadn't heard that.
Well,
so that's very interesting.
I will look at farmers' markets because maybe it's better. I don't know,
that
but the one that's coming from overseas or wherever it's coming is just—it's not good.
Huh.
All right.
Wow,
well, we look forward.
Well, let's hope that doesn't continue, huh?
Oh, I know. You got to eat healthy. You need the lettuce.
You need the lettuce, Tom.
Absolutely.
You look great.
You know,
24
really
pounds.
Tomatoes,
what?
When they start coming in, you know, the fresh grown ones.
I just planted mine yesterday, so I'm going to have to water them if it's going to be a hot summer. I got to stay on top of that.
Good idea. That's always a good idea. You know, usually we reach a point in July almost every year, and unfortunately that's pollination season for a lot of our crops and all, but it's at that point the sun is so intense that the rate of evaporation exceeds normal rainfall. So if you have abnormally low rainfall, there's a period there where we always are a little touch and go, no matter how wet it's been, for rain, for moisture. So that's the period we're going to have to watch. And this dry trend down south worries me a little bit in our southern suburbs. Because, you know, if you don't get your widespread rains at this time of the year, we call them synoptic scale rains in the weather office, these broad coverage rainfalls, you have more trouble in the summer when the rains tend to come in more scattered fashion. So it'll be interesting to see whether we can break out of this dry pattern. That's not a good sign going into the growing season.
It is not. Tom, thank you. Always fun to talk weather and lettuce with you. It's Tom Skilling, the best in the business. Thank you, Tom.
Well, guys, thank you. And I learned something. I didn't. I'm going to keep my eye on lettuce now. Yeah. So, Bill and Wendy, good to talk to you guys. And thanks for having me on.
Anytime.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Great
Tom Skilling, everybody. World renowned. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take another quick break and then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.